From Emerson to Hemingway, one thing can be said as a matter of course. To them, literature was the most important thing in the world, and being a writer was the most important thing in the world.
Alfred Kazin, one of America's foremost literary critics, with BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In his latest book, An American Procession, Alfred Kazin looks at the century he considers most crucial in American literature, 1830 to 1930. It's selective, for Kazin writes about the authors he most admires, Thoreau, Hawthorne, Poe, Whitman, Mark Twain, Faulkner, Pound. Kazin's career as a critic got off to a fast start.
The big thing that happened to me as a person, as a writer, was that I began to review very early, before I was out of college. And I began at 20. I must be the only person still writing for the Times Book Review who's been writing for them for almost half a century.
Kazin was born of working people in Brooklyn.
My mother was a dressmaker, my father a house painter. They were both Russian Jewish immigrants. They were quite illiterate, my mother entirely so. My father thought he was not illiterate, and he could read, you know, newspapers.
Kazin describes his young life in his biographical books, A Walker in the City and Starting Out in the 30s.
I went to City College, of course. Where else would one go from that kind of family? It was awful. It was awful because it was a male college. It took me an hour and a quarter on the subway to get there. I was not a particularly good student. I was too much interested in things I cared about.
After graduation, Kazin was always scrambling for work.
I did radio scripts. I tutored. I used to dramatize Dickens and Poe for the radio, some terrible little radio station in Brooklyn, which was so ignorable that the announcer would say at 12 o'clock or something, this is W something, and is anybody listening?
Encouraged by critic Carl Van Doren to write a book about American literature, Alfred Kazin produced his first in 1942, On Native Grounds.
Which later on astonished everybody, because I was 27 when it came out.
Alfred Kazin, whose lifelong passion for literature has led to his latest book, An American Procession. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I can't write about writers I don't love.
Alfred Kazin, who has been observing the American literary scene for half a century as a scholar, writer, and teacher. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In his book, An American Procession, Kazin writes of the major literary figures whose greatest work came between 1830 and 1930. Kazin says it was Ralph Waldo Emerson who ushered in this crucial period.
This tradition of individualism, which he founded as a thing in literature, lasted until the end of the 1920s with especially with writers like Hemingway and Fitzgerald, and Dos Passos, and Eliot and Pound, who spiritually and psychologically belong to the same tradition of what one might call American individualism.
Kazin doesn't pretend to cover all the writers of that special century, but rather the ones he admires the most.
My particular hero, I suppose in this period, is Herman Melville, who I think had the greatest mind in American literature.
Kazin says that by the Depression years of the 30s, a new literary culture developed based on groups and mass suffering.
By the 40s and 50s, especially after the Second World War, technology and the extraordinary transformation of our world by technology made literature seem less central, less important than it had been.
Kazin is critical of books by women which sacrifice literary values for feminist issues. As a teacher at the Graduate Center of the City University of New York, Kazin urges his students to study the literary masters rather than contemporary writers. He feels it's too difficult to assess writers who are still developing.
Today we have many, many gifted writers, wonderful writers. But no one can claim that the literature today has the same importance that people once did. Our presidents don't write their own speeches. They don't make literary references. Our leaders of industry and such are not interested in literature. For obvious reasons, the visual arts and the mass media have taken over.
Alfred Kazin, Knopf, has published his interpretation of the major figures in American writing from 1830 to 1930, An American Procession. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.